I'm taking permission from Sri Rupa Dasi that I can so basically bulldoze her singing turn. In the early 70s, when Srila Prabhupada visited Boston, at that time the devotees did not have a lot of money. They were just meager facilities. So the devotees had hired a taxi to take Srila Prabhupada. And as Prabhupada sat in the back seat, the taxi driver, he turned around and said, "You're one of them swamis, huh?" And Prabhupada said, "Yes." So after a few little, small talk, the taxi driver asked Prabhupada, "Can you perform miracles? Are you one of those swamis that does miracles?" So Prabhupada said, "No." "So what is it that you can do?" And Prabhupada said, "I can be in a room full of naked women and not be disturbed." So the taxi driver didn't understand, said, "Huh?" And then just continued driving. The idea Prabhupada was saying that a person who has all his senses controlled, such a person can make disciples all over the world. This is Rupa Goswami's teaching. On other occasions, when people would ask Srila Prabhupada, "Can you perform any miracles? Can you do any mystic things?" And Srila Prabhupada would just point to a room full of his young American boys and girls and say, "This is my miracle. These hippies, I have turned them into happies." Someone asked Prabhupada, "What is a hippie, Swamiji?" He said, "You know better than me. Something extraordinary like that." So this is what we're going to see is the potency of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, decades after his passing away. Still, the potency of a pure person has legacy. It has impact for many, many, many years later. So we're going to go through a few places on the globe, and I'll try to do as much justice as I can to the original presenter, His Grace Badri Narayan Prabhu. He's a master at it, and I'm a novice, so we'll see how it goes. So the idea, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had mentioned that the Sankirtan movement, the chanting of Krishna's name, will be resounding in every town and village around the world. So it says, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. May the Krishna's chanting of Krishna's name, may that be all victorious. So usually what is happening is in the material world, most people are living lives of quiet desperation. Look at this guy in the cubicle. Everyone's busy plugging along. Everyone's doing their work supposedly. And people, although they're in the middle of so many others, living a life of quiet desperation. Because happiness in this material world is not easy to get. And there is always something. There's only a promise of it, but really no experience of it. And because people are living lives of quiet desperation, there are also many people who are giving advice. Constantly we get advice. Do like this, you'll be happy. Buy this soap, you'll be happy. Buy this shirt, you'll be happy. Buy those shoes, you'll be very happy. Buy this TV, you'll be happy. Your neighbor will be envious, etc. So, part of it is people are chasing after the ephemeral. What looks like this today, very soon will look like that. Anybody would like to kiss her? Don't say yes. What looks great today changes tomorrow. Prabhupada would often quote the story of the liquid beauty. I'm not going to go into the story of liquid beauty because I've got to go through this. But people think beauty is nice face here, good-looking face, nice features, but very soon, old age is going to strike everyone. So most people are busy chasing after the ephemeral. Ephemeral means temporary. Yet, time and tide wait for no one. Time and tide wait for no one. I was told this is a photograph of one of our devotees' father. His name is Yadubara Prabhu. And this picture is Yadubara Prabhu's father's. Yet we get advice. This is a whole world of bad advice. Here, it says, learn to fly here. And the plane's right here in the tree. So everyone promises to give advice, but that advice just doesn't cut it. There's a whole world of bad advice. Somehow to get rid of that quiet desperation. So it means that there is a need for Krishna consciousness everywhere. Because when one has Krishna, one has everything. And when one has everything but Krishna, one has nothing. People would say, I have so much money, I have a big house, I have so many certificates from different universities, I have so many accolades at work. And Prabhupada said, they're all zeros. How much valuable are many zeros that you collect? Someone said, I have 5 zeros, you only have one. Zero is a zero, whether you have 5 or 500 of them. All these zeros have value when we put a one in front of it, and that one is Krishna. Prabhupada would explain like that. So the real adventure is in the life of a devotee, because Krishna says, I am adventure. So people think, oh, devotee, oh, he has left everything, he has joined the temple or joined the Hare Krishna movement, life's no fun. When one devotee was told, get a job, the devotee said, I have a job, and the job is to save you, and I tell you, it's a darn difficult one. Because you're so adamant, you won't move from your position. I have a job, it's to help you. So Krishna says, I am adventure. That means the life of a devotee has real adventure. That real adventure begins when we, as devotees of Krishna, take a little risk for Krishna. That little risk is to put our neck on the line for Krishna. We do it anyway. We do it for our family, we do it for ourselves. We put our neck on the line every day. But the real thing is to put it online, on the line for Krishna. That's the real adventure. One time in Srila Prabhupada was walking with some devotees. There was this big banner for Sherwin-Williams paint. And Prabhupada looked at it and said, ah, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And the devotees did not understand what he was talking about. He said, Lord Chaitanya said that the chanting of Krishna's name will be on in every town and village around the earth, world. So in that sense, the Hare Krishna movement says, we cover the earth. This is London, the beautiful Thames River, Big Ben, a bridge, and a clouded day. So the sun never sets on the British Empire, as they say. One time Srila Prabhupada was told, the sun never sets on the British Empire. And Prabhupada said, then why is it always gloomy in London? But actually, the sun, in terms of the Hare Krishna movement, it is actually, it never sets on the Hare Krishna world. Because at this point in time, somewhere on the planet Earth, someone is chanting Mangal Arati prayers, greeting the deities, going out on Harinam, chanting Japa, sitting for Sunday feast, or something. You know, something or the other is happening around the world. When Srila Prabhupada visited London, this is a little digress. When Prabhupada visited London, he was invited for a radio interview. And the radio host was known to be a ruthless fellow. He would say things that are so harsh that his guests would usually squirm in their seats. So he thought he could do that with Prabhupada as well. As soon as Prabhupada sat, he welcomed Srila Prabhupada. And then he said, "What is your view on hell? What do you think about hell?" Because he wanted to get Prabhupada saying, "What do you mean hell is like that? Hell." So Prabhupada said, "Oh, hell. When I look at London, I think of hell." And that's it. After that, the fellow couldn't ask a difficult question. He suddenly became like a little puppy. And Prabhupada really controlled the whole interview after that. And he said to the devotees, "I've never met a man like this in my life." So this is, I want to share with you quickly some of the glories of the Sankirtan movement, the Hare Krishna chanting and dancing all over the world. This is the picture of the Panchatattva. We will start with Africa, ISKCON Africa. We're going to go into very small places. Okay, I'm going to move through this a little fast. This is the office of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust in Africa, where even in remote places, Prabhupada's books, the Bhagavad Gita as it is, etc., are available in all different languages. So some of you who received the Bhagavad Gita as it is today, this is one of the greatest gifts that you can receive. Because this Bhagavad Gita as it is has been translated into more than 65 or 70 languages, and over 10 million copies have been distributed all over the world. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked, "What is so special about the Bhagavad Gita you have written?" And Prabhupada said, "Just see what it has done to people. For all other Bhagavad Gita versions, people read it, put it on the bookshelf, smoke a cigar and move on. But when people read the Bhagavad Gita as it is, they actually become devotees of Krishna. This is the potency." He said, "Phalena parichiyate." That something is known by the result it produces. So, they have the BBT books with cover designs that are very much relatable to the people in Africa. So this is the changing bodies. Changing bodies from... This is one of the first lessons in Bhagavad Gita, that the body goes from boyhood to youth to old age, and at the end of life moves into another body, while the soul remains the unchanging eternal self. So these books are available, especially this book called Coming Back, available in languages like Zulu and Mandela. They also have African imagery and design for layout, so people can relate to these books. These are some Brahmachari book distributors in Africa, and they look pretty happy, smiles. They go out for book distribution every day, like our devotees here. So as I'm presenting this, I will narrate some things from what's happening in Chicago as well. Okay. Now, the books are in the hands of all varieties of people. This guy's wearing a hard hat, not because he's holding a book. He's wearing a hard hat because that's what he does for work. He's a part of construction. And he's happy to receive Srila Prabhupada's book. These are young men working at gas stations. They earn their livelihood filling gas, but they're very happy receiving Prabhupada's book and an invitation to the Sunday feast. Okay. So even in the Chicago Yatra here, we have taken book distribution very seriously. And the devotees from our temple and congregation, at least the temple I know for sure, even the congregation devotees are doing book distribution. The temple devotees, brahmacharis, go out for 6 hours a day, four days a week. Doesn't matter what the weather conditions are, they carry their book bags. And they're very eager that people out here in the city of Chicago actually get little transcendental knowledge. Because a little transcendental knowledge can do far more than anything else in this world. As soon as one comes to know that one has a relationship with God, a unique relationship with God, and easy to access God, all of suffering comes to an end. So these devotees also have very active college programs. When Srila Prabhupada visited Africa, one of his disciples, Brahmananda, I think he was Brahmachari or Swami at that time, he had this program. And in Africa, there are a lot of Indian people. So the program was full of Indian people. And Srila Prabhupada came, they had kirtan. He turned to Brahmananda Prabhu and said, "Where are the local people?" So he said, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada, the local people don't come. They don't appreciate what's happening. The Indian people come because they like it. They really with us about Krishna." Prabhupada said, no, we are in different parts of the world for the local people. And he said, next day, arranged for a program, and they had kirtan. When the kirtan was going on, no one came. But after that, suddenly, as if something mystical was going on, all the local people started showing up, and they filled up the hall in front of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was really, really very, very happy. He said that we are here for the local people. For that matter, we used to do our Jagannath Rath Yatra on Devon Avenue. Now that was, according to me personally, like the worst place. Because any place is okay for Lord Jagannath. I just didn't feel right about it. By Jagannath's mercy, the Rath Yatra has moved out of Devon onto Sheridan Avenue. And the beach here, so that the local people can take benefit of looking at Lord Jagannath, having Lord Jagannath's prasadam. And I want you to know, I don't know if you're aware, that in 2008-9, our Rath Yatra, we would attract about 600-700 people. Which is all right, I mean, I'm not complaining. When we brought the Rath Yatra here in 2011, we had more than 1,000 people come. We did it again in 2012, and we had more than 2,000 people come. We're going to do it in 2013, and we're hoping it'll double. Right? Anything can happen. But the idea is to be in the local area for the local people. That's what Srila Prabhupada wanted. So the devotees in Africa have very active college programs, like we also have in Chicago, college programs, because that's where the local people are. So they also have Rath Yatra in a place called Soweto, which is some remote small island off the African coast. And there's Lord Jagannath coming down the road. This is working. There's Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra Devi. Harinam in Swaziland. How many people know where is Swaziland? One person knows where is Swaziland. Another person knows where is Swaziland. But Lord Jagannath is there. And all the devotees, they go out on Harinam. And when I was in Mayapur in February, I got to meet this Brahmachari. He was in one of the teams that I was participating in. Really blissful devotee. He just cannot stop smiling. Now we'll move to Bangladesh. Bangladesh, now across continents from Africa to Asia. Now Bangladesh is one of the countries that has the lowest per capita income. Very, very poor country. But you will see how rich it is spiritually. This is the Temple of Jagannath in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh. I did not type these slides, so some of the spellings are really out there, but that's okay. Something special about this Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in Dhaka is that Subhadra Devi has arms. There, she has two hands. Generally, Subhadra Devi doesn't have hands, but this Subhadra Devi has hands. They have what's called mandap. Mandap is like a canopy. And this is a place where there are so many temples. It's a highly Muslim dominated country. Population is more than 80% is Muslim. And these temples, they became completely decrepit. No one was managing them. And so the person started donating it to ISKCON, saying, only you can take care of these temples nicely. Please take, please take. And so like that, people started donating temples and land to ISKCON Bangladesh, which was then recovered, carefully taken care of. And they created this place where they have more than 200 devotees living on site in Dhaka. 125 of them are brahmacharis. This is their Sunday feast. Up to 1,000 people walk through their Sunday feast program. And in their temple, they have what is called the Japa Path. This is a place where they have the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and all around it, there are 108 steps. And as visitors come, they are supposed to stand on one step, chant the entire Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and move to the next step. Chant the mantra, move to the next step. So the sight is that even staunch Muslim people who have beard and a white cap, they stand there, Hare Krishna, and they move along, chanting 108 times. The person who's like the brain behind all of this is Mother Devaki. She came from Germany, and when she came to Dhaka, she had nothing with her, nothing. And in a few years, just by her own dedication and purity, she has been able to manage all these temples, build all this congregation and these wonderful programs. And she's standing in front of a bus that was donated for traveling Sankirtan party. Is Acharya Nishtha Prabhu here? Okay. So traveling Sankirtan party, this bus. So she by herself made it all happen. This is their book distribution poster. This is a ship with carrying all material goods that is sinking, and Srila Prabhupada in his Jaladuta is flying on a ship. Local BTG, it's instead of calling back to Godhead, they call it back to our real home, so that it's relatable to the people. This is the devotees in the ISKCON Dhaka bakery. And I was told that as they bake some of the Mahaprasadam, they are also the samplers, so they have a blissful face. They get to sample the wonderful preparations. Some of the things that are there in the Dhaka temple, or, you know, restaurant, bakery, dry goods store, bookstore, congregational outreach, youth forum for college students. They have a press where they print books, pamphlets, newspapers. They have a Sunday school with over 250 children, etc., gift shop. This is their Jagannath Rath Yatra in the city of Dhaka. Yeah, I know, it's really exciting, I understand. and it passes through the main street in the capital. And it passes by, 50 to 60,000 people attend the Rath Yatra. It passes by the National Mosque. They have prasadam throughout. And they have coverage for over half an hour on national TV. Now, for us, national TV means no one watches it. But there in Dhaka, because it's highly regulated, there's only one TV channel that's controlled by the government, which is primarily Muslim, but they have half an hour or more prime time coverage for Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra. So on a daily basis, they have a dozen kirtan parties, members of the parliament attend the Rath Yatra, the mayor, who's a Muslim, speaks at the side, etc., etc. And they have Rath Yatra in 11 cities. Apparently, they make soy chunks. This is part of the prasadam distribution program in ISKCON Dhaka. This is soy, so that for the local residents, it's a meat alternative to help people become vegetarians. And apparently this thing is so popular that they make big, big sacks of it and that thing vanishes. This is how their storage room looks like. And this is full of soy chunks. And this whole thing vanishes within 3 days. It is so popular. This is prasadam distribution on a very creative scale. Talking of prasadam distribution, I'm sure some of you who get our Transcendental Tuesday newsletter have been keeping abreast of how Krishna lunch has been really, really successful, per se, that Krishna is encouraging us to do this again and again at college campuses. So even we are seriously looking at prasadam distribution as a very, very active way of giving Krishna's mercy to others. Okay, this is in a place called Silhet in northern Bangladesh. Again, 4 or 5 acres of land donated to ISKCON to manage. They have same similar structure of the temple, nice Vyasasan for Srila Prabhupada, 75 brahmacharis. You know why this picture doesn't have the brahmacharis? They've all gone out in book distribution and hurry now. Again, Lord Jagannath, beautiful deities of Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. Look, Subhadra Maharani has hands. She's calling us to Dhaka and Silhet. Right, about an hour from there is Jagannath Mishra's birthplace. Jagannath Mishra is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father. And the devotee who went there said that it looked, just you see how the vines are hanging and it all looks, said it looks like an Indiana Jones movie set. It's really old place, but really very, very spiritually potent. These are deities of Lord Chaitanya's grandparents. And this is the house where Jagannath Mishra used to stay. That very house, this is at least 600 years old. Beautiful deity of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. A few minutes away from that is a place called Pundarika Dham. This is the place of residence of Pundarika Vidyanidhi. Now, for most people, if you don't know who that is, Pundarika Vidyanidhi, in the entourage of Lord Chaitanya, was an amazing devotee. A very, very fantastic person who would, if a normal person would see him, would never know that he is a devotee. Pundarika Vidyanidhi, amazing personality, was the spiritual master of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. So Bangladesh is very spiritually potent from a Vaishnava perspective. And all these devotees are taking care of these holy places very nicely. In the backyard of the temple, they have their own personalized Govardhan Hill. And they have their own Radhakund and Shamakund in Bangladesh. Again, they also have Japa Mandap. Temple with 25 brahmacharis. There's Sri Sri Varshabhanavi Murari. This is the bhajan kutir of Pundarika Vidyanidhi. All nicely taken care of. And interestingly enough, it's such a poor country, but they raise money because people understand the value of what ISKCON is doing in preserving these wonderful places of pilgrimage, that people, and the main donors are not rich people, just ordinary people who give very generously so that this can be done. So this is for anyone to go and take darshan, be in the presence of these great personalities like Pundarika Vidyanidhi, etc. This is the bhajan kutir of Vasudeva Ghosh. They're also great persons. It is described that this place is so tiny. The person who was narrating this said that through that little opening, His Holiness Srila Radhanath Maharaj somehow crept in and sat there for 4 hours to chant japa. No one else could go there. It was a very, very beautiful place. There's the bhajan kutir of Madhava Ghosh, who's the brother of Vasudeva Ghosh. The temple there. The beautiful deities of Gaura Nithai, big neem deities, and pictures of Vasudeva Ghosh and Madhava Ghosh. It says world's largest madrasi. For most Indian, when you say it's the world's largest madrasi, it has a whole different meaning. Madrasi is a South Indian. That's not what this means. I mean, he's so big you can't fit in this picture. Not like that. The actual word is madrasa, madrasa, which I guess, which means a school, a Muslim school. Right behind the temple is the world's largest madrasi. We have 30,000 students, and apparently that's a terrorist training camp. The devotees can hear machine guns, all of that. But it's a don't show, don't tell. You don't speak about it. Anyone who speaks about it does not show up for Mangalarti the next day. Still, the devotees are taking risk and spreading Krishna consciousness in such a place. Now we move to a place called Chittagong in eastern Bangladesh. There's a new temple that they're building. Everything is ready except the final domes that need to go up. 100 brahmacharis living at the temple. This is what they have right now. And they have nice posters in the wall that says, avoid prajalpa. And I'll read it for you. It says, one should avoid prajalpa, talking of mundane subject matter unrelated to devotional service. So in Dhaka, they have a Caucasian Prabhu telling them, no, avoid prajalpa. Now we move to, they're following in Bangladesh, a model that's very popular in India, in ISKCON in India, called Youth Forum. Basically, it's a house that young students live together. And the devotees, they set up in that house a temple, a couple of devotees to cook and take care of worship. So all these students live in the same house. They have a nice morning program. They get wonderful prasadam. And while they're going to college, they become very nice devotees. And in turn, they serve ISKCON. So it's not just anyone, but nice, college-educated, cultured, well-behaved prabhus join. So they have so many students and guests every night, their programs. Now we'll come to ISKCON North America. This is a traveling prasadam truck. Some of the devotees here, one of the devotees is late, I forget his name, Nitai Prabhu. Unfortunately, he passed away in a car accident, but this is part of his brainchild and a couple of other devotees. Right there, it's a truck, and everything folds out of that truck, and they can set up a wonderful prasadam tent. So people can have Krishna prasadam. So here's a concept which they use in Burning Man, which is like a festival out in the woods. And it's, here's a truck. And when you open the truck, the whole restaurant opens up. And then when the festival is over, everything gets loaded back in and moves to the next destination. So some people say, nice concept, makes sense. So Prabhus and Matajis, this is not a concept, this is how that restaurant looks. And this is happening now. So many people get to eat Krishna's prasadam. So they also have Burning Man, part of the Bhakti Fest, where they can set up prasadam distribution programs. So, in North America, BBT, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust members, they requested that our book distribution go up by 20%. Because when BBT gets money from book distribution, BBT uses that money to print more titles, keep Prabhupada's books in print. And Srila Prabhupada said that whatever money comes to BBT, 50% should go for book printing, and 50% should go for projects, investing in projects and building temples. So if you've ever gone to Vrindavan, Mayapur, all those temples were built primarily from monies that came from book distribution. The latest grand temple in Tirupati was primarily built from money that came from book distribution. So we are requesting all of you, please take up seriously, distribution of Prabhupada's books. The December marathon is coming up. Please take a book, distribute to others. It is said, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that there is no servant more dear to me than he who shares the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita with someone else. So please help us meet that goal. I'll give you an idea. In 2011, for the whole year, we had distributed 4,500 books. Then this year, we committed to distributing 12,000 Srila Prabhupada's books. I'm very happy to tell you that we are at about 10,500. Haribo! But there are 1,500 more and more books to distribute. So we are inviting all of you to please join us at our monthly Sankirtan festival. Come out. You don't have to distribute a book. Just come out with us. Come out. We do Harinam. We have nice prasadam. We meet great people. Even if you don't distribute a book, just come out with us. That would be sufficient for us. Huh? But that's what we do. And anyone can join in. This is in Silicon Valley, in Bay Area. Even the dogs, of course, they say the dog is man's best friend. And if you get a book from this guy, he's definitely your best friend. The devotees are very creative. Even their pets go out for Harinam and book distribution. Now a story about Sin City, Las Vegas. In Rupa Goswami's book, he describes six Vegas. There are Vega means pushing, sense gratification, force. This is called Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas. There are six Vegas. And these devotees are blissfully standing there. Now, the whole Las Vegas center is primarily this couple. That's it. They have a congregation and all that, but this is it. Temple president, vice president, temple commander, Harinam coordinator, cook, cleaner, public relation person, whatever. These two. And these two are from Poland. This couple is from Poland. And they happen to be in Las Vegas. And you know how hot it is in summer. It crosses over 100 degrees. And they described that they used to go out for book distribution. The heat would be so intense that the asphalt would be melting. And the shoes with which they were standing on the road, the rubber in that would melt. And the shoes would stick to the asphalt. So they couldn't move. In that heat, they were distributing Prabhupada's books. Anyway, how much can a couple do? They didn't have much money, and the center was really struggling. They had about $4,000 or $5,000 debt, and if they had not paid the next month's rent, they would have to leave from Vegas, close down the center and move out. So they were thinking, maybe we should go back to Poland. Maybe Krishna does not want us to be in Vegas. But it's contrary, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that wherever there is sinful activity, that's where Krishna consciousness should also be there to give people an alternative. So while they were walking back home, one of the casinos was having a promotion where they said, oh, you don't have to pay any money, you don't have to pay to enter the casino. Just as you're walking by, just pull the lever on the slot machine. Okay? That's it. Because it's once you do it, then you get into the whole mood of it. So anyway, devotees don't gamble. These devotees also don't gamble. But as they were walking by, this Mataji just hit the handle. And ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. They got so much $10,000 from that slot machine that night. They paid off their bills. They did something and it's nicely flourishing now. Krishna makes all wonderful arrangements when we want to serve Him even a little bit. This confidence each of us as devotees must have, that when we do a little for Krishna, Krishna will do so much for us. There are many stories like that. During Srila Prabhupada's time, Shama Sundar Prabhu and Mother Malati, Jai Shri Kishore Kishore Jagannath Balle Surdharvani Gaur Nitai Kija. One time there in Los Angeles, they had no money to pay rent. And they didn't know how to get money. So Shyama Sundar Prabhu and Malati Mataji, they were walking on the street thinking, oh Krishna, how are we going to find money? And they remembered, Prabhupada said, you should always depend on Krishna. Oh my dear Krishna, we don't know how we're going to fulfill this commitment. And suddenly, there were $100 bills flying and falling on the road. They thought maybe someone was dropping and no one was there. They waited to see, and nicely they collected all the $100 bills, took care of all of the payments that they had to do. Just out of the blue, from the sky, Krishna gave $100 bills. So when you're going out tonight, look up and walk. Just today or yesterday, in the past 2 days, two devotees told me, Prabhu, I'm under a mountain of debt. And I told them, Krishna is known as the lifter of the mountain. So don't worry, Krishna will lift that mountain. So they're challenging Kali in his capital. These are some of their posters for their programs and their Rath Yatra. Lord Jagannath in Sin City. This is their deity, Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Now we move to Utah, the Mormon country. And there they have, in the middle of Spanish Fork, Utah. Okay, let me ask. There is more to this. Should I continue? Yes. Hungry? No. Very good. You're nice, but you know the right answers. So this temple in Utah, there are only again one couple, Charu Prabhu and Vaibhavi Mataji. That's it. And it is said, the devotees say, that if you can send Charu Prabhu and Vaibhavi Mataji to the dark side of the moon, they know how to raise money there. They're just gifted. They know how to do it. So they invite students from Baylor University, Brigham Young University, BYU, for their holy program. So they get 50,000 students on a Saturday and 15,000 on a Sunday. This is how it looks. The devotees sell little bags of colors. So they get about 100,000 people to come and they sell $1 worth of color. So they raise in one day $100,000 to serve the temple. This is the temple in the middle of Mormon country. And this temple was helped by the Mormons to build. Beautiful. It's like a replica of Kusum Sarovar. And the program is that they gather all their bags of color and there is a countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7. And by the time it says one, Hari Bol, and they all throw their color in the sky. That is what they come for like 2 seconds of excitement. And they distribute 15,000 plates of prasadam that one day, all these colors. And these devotees, this is how it looks. They have Krishna Leela, Ram Leela, Katha, and this, I don't know how many of you know, T.K. Prabhu. He's a beautiful rocker, devotional rocker. He's a rocker Prabhu. And he sings all these beautiful Hare Krishna tunes for all these college kids. And this is how, they're looking at a new property. The top picture, this is how it was. They have bought this property. All this has been raised down. And that's where they're building this beautiful Kusum Sarovar replica temple. Now, the Spanish Fork temple is a little outside Salt Lake City. This new one is in the heart, right in the middle of Salt Lake City, Utah. Just by one couple, literally. Okay, now to Europe. ISKCON, United Kingdom. This is, by the way, called the Bhaktivedanta Manor. This house, this whole thing, manor, was donated by George Harrison to ISKCON. Okay. This is a devotee. His name is Naveen Krishna Prabhu. Extremely affluent person, very cultured devotee. And he is with the queen. And devotees happily call her Bhaktin Lizzie. And she is smiling because she's looking at something. You know what she's looking at? This is what she's looking at. She's looking at a picture of Krishna Balaram as part of the ISKCON UK school program. She was invited as part of her jubilee celebration. I think she was been queen for 60 years or 50 years or something like that. And the devotee children went to sing prayers as part of her jubilee celebration. And they sang basically the Sikshashtaka prayers. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna. So the devotees explained what this means. And she said, "Oh, how nice it is," or something like that. Because that's what the foundational principles of the school are. And so in UK, the devotees have built the number one environmentally friendly school, and it has won many awards. So they built two such schools. The British government has given them £20 million each for this school. So times two, £40 million, just to construct school like this. This devotee, I forget his name. Does anyone know his name? Shruti Dharma, thank you. Shruti Dharma Prabhu is with the Archbishop of Canterbury as part of the interfaith dialogue, so that different religions can meet and understand each other and develop more tolerance and appreciation for each other. Very, very active work. I mean, to know people like this is not ordinary. So as part of developing a Sangha Yatra, to know people like that is very nice. So here's that Archbishop again with Queen Elizabeth and the devotees meeting her. There's a member of the parliament who visited Mayapur. I was there in Mayapur when he came. And his name is not supposed to be told out. That's why it just says member of parliament. So he is the chief whip of parliament. I don't know what that means, because if it's too literal, then I have a problem. But his constituents, more than 80% of them are non-Indian. He applies Lord Narasimhadev oil every day before he goes to work. This is Lord Narasimha's oil from Mayapur. So he remembers Lord Narasimhadev every day. And he's been very, very helpful, especially in issues where the Bhaktivedanta Manor, ISKCON had some issues in Hungary with the government, in Russia, etc. And he was very, very helpful. He personally traveled from London to Moscow to meet the mayor and remove any concerns they had about the Bhagavad Gita. So it is said, one day, someone had said, "Until the Queen comes." Someone had told Prabhupada, "Until the Queen comes to ISKCON." And he said, "Until the Queen comes, you'll have to settle with me." So in certain troubled times, he's been very, very helpful. Very wonderful person. So then the devotees have some little other projects called the cow coin banks. These are beautiful cows. So when you drop a little coin, they moo. And they say Haribol in cow language, etc. So different ways in being creative to connect people to Krishna's service, basically. ISKCON India, I'm going to move fast. Not only have I taken Sri Rupa's turn, I've taken away Bhaktin Radhika's turn, I think, as well. But anyway, we'll go. This is the temple of Vedic Planetarium that is being constructed in Sridham, Mayapur. This is the main dome for the Panchatattva, Radha Madhava and Ashtasakis, and for Lord Narasimhadev, his own temple. And this dome, as you go up the dome, has the different planetary systems, the Bhu, Bhuvar, Swar, Mahar, Jana, Tapa, Satya Loka, and at the top is Krishna Loka. And as you go up, you will get to see down from Krishna's world and planet how the entire material world looks like. The working model is ready. Construction is going on. Here are some pictures of the construction. This is the utility room, pujari room. This is the main temple floor, and floors 1, 2, 3 for museum. They're building it so quickly. They're going to move the deities into this structure in 2014. And the whole, this one will be ready as part of the 50th anniversary of ISKCON in 2016. Here's an aerial view of the project. I wish I can tell you something very quickly. This is the main Radha Madhava temple right now. Okay? This is called Conch Building or Lotus Building, one of the two names. The other one is the Lotus Building, and this is called the Long Building. This is Ganges right there. Now, they were thinking of constructing this here, but the Bengal government, which was communist, did not allow. They said, no, no, no. You will cause a lot of problems. The flora and fauna, how much flora and fauna is there? Flora and fauna will get disturbed. You cannot do it. So the project has been stalling for many, many years. One day, a devotee was at a library and he was looking at some records and a piece of paper fell. And in that was the latest government land survey result or something, which said that there are certain parcels of land on properties such as this where you can do whatever you like and the Bengal government cannot touch it because it's called something, some particular land. And that's what struck the idea. And they came back and they found out that although the temple has been constructed here, way back in 1971-72, when Prabhupada laid the cornerstone for ISKCON Mayapur, he had laid it here. Why Prabhupada did it like that? Nobody knows. But Prabhupada laid the cornerstone here. And that's where this temple is boundaried. And so anything in between you can build, and the Bengal government cannot say anything. So this construction has begun. It is ahead of schedule. It is a $60 million project. It's ahead of schedule and really coming up. So I was there in Mayapur in February. Imagine a project like this where so much construction is happening. And right next to the boundary wall where the construction happened, you have to walk to get to the temple. And I tell you, no dust. How no dust? I don't know. But no dust. And construction is happening 24 hours, round the clock. This is how it looks. Boom, 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 very fast. Here are the devotees who are all part of the construction project. Of course, many people know this is His Grace Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Prabhu. Ambarish Maharaj Das. Ambarish Prabhu, he's the great-grandson of the Ford family and one of the main inspirations and donors behind this project. This is the engineer, civil engineer, who is helping with the construction. This devotee is Badri Narayan Prabhu, and he is the one who narrates this. And he said that on the particular day, they had to pour concrete to create a floor. And so at 1:30 a.m. at night, 1:30 a.m., they're pouring concrete. And this Prabhu was awake, watching, supervising everything. And 4:30, was standing there for Mangal Arati with all the other devotees. So very, very amazing persons. Something else that happened earlier this year as part of the GBC strategic planning was what's called the International Leadership Sangha, where all the leaders in ISKCON were invited to come and get together, to know each other, to see what's happening at their local centers, what's happening worldwide, sharing ideas, sharing inspiration. I was very fortunate to be part of this. And we had a fantastic time. This is the pandal. This is made with cloth, actually. All of this is cloth. And they construct these beautiful places. At the beginning, this is Zolinas Bhakti Marga Maharaj leading us in the body kirtan before the program started. This is the hall where we had most of our sessions, plenary sessions. Many, many, more than 350 leaders came. And it was all primarily the brainchild of His Grace Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, who was the inspiration, the coordinator, and funded the whole thing by himself. A very fascinating story of Gopal Bhatta Prabhu. He joined ISKCON as a college dropout, gave everything up, served Prabhupada's movement. And then came a time where he had a wife, a couple of children, and he thought of what to do. And Krishna took care of him so nicely that he is the CEO of the Closet Factory, which is a very, very booming, personalized closet-making factory. with over 2,000 employees under him, and he's a very amazing person. So this is how our prasadam tent looked like. No yajna is complete without prasadam, and so we had prasadam here. There are all the devotees, Pralananda Maharaj, Nada Maharaj, informal, etc. Then we also had some other smaller classroom sessions. This is His Grace Narasimha Kavacha Prabhu, who's the ISKCON Minister for Deity Worship. And he led sessions on how to worship deities, what is the mood, etc. Very nice. Okay, I'm going to go through some of these little fast. There's one person who created the social media seminar. He created a website in Scandinavian language about changing bodies. This is what he does. In that website, if you type in what activities you do, what desires you have, and you send in your photo, he will send you back what you will be in your next life. He takes your photo and morphs it into an animal, human, deva, yogi, monk, or a fat businessman, depending on what your desires and activities are. And along with that, he sends you quotes from the Gita explaining why you will be in that body in your next life. And so that's been translated into many, many languages now. He's working on it. And interestingly, in Slovakia, in 6 months, more than 150,000 visitors came to that website to find out what they will be in their next life. So you're also welcome to go. I don't know the website. Okay. So there, I'm going to go through this. I'm not going to do this. Forget this. Okay, Chennai. This land, which is right on the beach, about 10 years ago was marsh. Nobody cared for this property, nobody cared for this land, nobody cared to build houses. And I don't know if you have any idea of what is real estate like in India. A 10 feet by 10 feet room. Our houses, where a family of four has a living room, kitchen, bathroom, and there it's about $1 million, if it's in Bombay. Which I'm a little exaggerated, but really crazy, ridiculous real estate prices. So when the devotees were donated this land, they were supposed to make the temple, and there's like, wow, somewhere in the middle of it. And today, the temple is ready. On the first day, they had expected 10,000 visitors, 25,000 came. Of course, it's India, right? Everything is over, but 25,000 people came. This is how the temple looks. This is their temple hall. Yes, sir, you want some? Oh. This is their prasadam hall. This is the deity, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Lalita and Vishakavata. Where is Srikant Prabhu? Is he here? Oh, he's making pizza. He's from Chennai temple. Now in Pune, they're starting a new Vedic cultural center. Somebody again donated land, and they're starting this project. This is a table model, architectural model. But wait till you see. Here is the construction, ready, called Radha Vrindavan Chandra Mandir. And someone, they had a personal Balaji deity. He's the person who donated the land. He said, also you should have a temple for Lord Balaji. They're constructing the same temple within the same precincts, temple for Balaji and Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra. There. Then in India, they have what is called the Midday Meals program. These are all ISKCON trucks. See the logo? They're all these trucks. By noon, they take hot prasadam for school children. This is not the other this is the ISKCON Midday Meals program. So over 1 million hot full meals are served to students all over India, all for free, 6 days a week, all year long, government and corporate sponsorships. They even go to Muslim schools, madrasis. Because Prabhupada said that no one should go hungry within 10 miles of a temple. Srila Prabhupada said. So in Delhi, they have 27 centers. Delhi has about how much population? 300 million. No, it's a crowded place. About 10 million. So in Delhi they have 27 centers. The Bhakti Vrikshas, 5 temples, so many different things happening. The 10 bhaktas joined during the Gaur Purnima festival. Now we move to China. Anyone hungry? Yes? Prasadam is on third floor. I'm happy to look at this by myself. This is mission possible. I wish I can do justice. This is one of our stalwart generals in Srila Prabhupada's movement, his late His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj. How he went to China is a wonderful story. Prabhupada had asked him to do some service that he was not happy about. And then Prabhupada was insisting he should do that. And in a moment of frustration, he said, "Oh, this is just, I might as well just go to China." Prabhupada said, "Very good. Krishna has spoken through you. You should go to China tomorrow." He said, "Prabhupada, I was joking." He said, "No jokes with the Guru. You must go to China tomorrow." So it's described that Tamal Krishna Maharaj had not slept that whole night. It's like, who goes to China? My gosh. Somehow next morning his eyes were red, he was crying, he came to Prabhupada and he said, "Srila Prabhupada, if that is your order, I will do it." Prabhupada said, "Very good, this is how a disciple must be, go to China." And China was so hard, so difficult, you know, communist country, very, anything about religion, they'll cut your head off. So you can't wear devotional clothes. So here there's been this pant and shirt and cap. You know why the hat, right? To hide the seeker. So anyway. So they've been very innovative in how they present Krishna consciousness. They have scholarly conferences on Vedic themes. They have seminars and teacher training courses. They have birthday parties. And so Sunday feast, they have birthday parties. They invite people to their house for birthday, and they loudly sing Hare Krishna and all that. And then they have presentations at yoga and martial arts schools. Okay, this is late Srila Gopi Paranadhana Prabhu. He was a Sanskrit scholar, very amazing person. And this is a vegetarian Confucian scholar. He is the person who tells the Chinese government what is okay, what's not okay. If he says okay, okay. If he says, finish, out of China. He is a vegetarian, but he loves samosas. So the devotees happily provide him a lot of samosas, and look at that beautiful, blissful smile. And Gopi Prabhu and he, they exchange books. This is a typical home program they call birthday party. And teacher training courses. You know what they're learning as teacher training courses? All these Prabhus and Matajis? They're learning Bhakti Shastri. Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Ishopanishad. And they'll all be certified as teachers to teach Bhagavad Gita. This is a historic moment for ISKCON. These are Prabhus from the Chinese government. These are devotees. I don't know all their names. But they are signing a contract for the Chinese government's owned press to publish all of Prabhupada's books in Chinese language. Hari Bol! The China Social Sciences Press and the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust are going to print every word, every shloka, every picture in the Bhagavatam in Chinese language. And I want you to know, I have copies of Chinese Bhagavatam. They are so good looking. I can't understand anything, but they are so good looking. And as part of our college program, I gave one to one young Chinese woman. Her name is Jin Jin. And she reads every word of it carefully. So she's so happy to receive that book. And she's here in America as a graduate student. Imagine the people there in China. Here are all the titles that are being printed. Srimad Bhagavatam Part 1, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Book, Science of Self-Realization, Prabhupada Leelamrita, Nectar of Devotion. I'll let you read the other side what it says. So this famous red book is now into the dustbin of history. Now we move to ISKCON, Hungary. Hungary? So in Hungary, the Hare Krishnas are happily, peacefully living there, no disturbance. But suddenly the government decides, no. We don't want any such groups there because it's a threat to Catholicism. So they said, they came up with a new legislation, new law, that if you don't fit into those criteria, then you're not recognized church. And they designed it specifically to keep ISKCON out. So this is actually the place where the devotees live. This is the new Vrajdham. I mean, it looks like the spiritual world. All devotee built, they don't rely so much on electricity. Everything is natural, sustainable village. In fact, the government of Hungary comes to learn from the devotees how to build sustainable ecosystems. This is their offering during Govardhan Puja. Something to aspire for, huh? Not the prasadam. Service like that. And I'm going to move quickly from this picture because I know you're hungry and more food I show you. Look at the deity, Sri Sri Radha Samaswamy. So, the Hungarian government said, no, we don't want to disturb your religion. We just want the land. You can keep the religion. Basically means get out. Just said nicely. That's the cartoon. You keep the land, you keep the religion. So the devotees were protesting in cow uniforms to stop all of that so they can have cow protection. They can have all these wonderful things that the Bhagavad Gita talks about and what Prabhupada wanted to see. Then in Russia, the Bhagavad Gita was on trial because some smart guy in the Catholic Church, very conservative branch of Catholic Church, said that this book is all about fighting a war. It incites violence. It should not be distributed in Russia. So the government said, we're going to ban the Bhagavad Gita as it is. And that created such a big uproar in India, in other places, and all the devotees and all the big persons. There was so much media coverage, including New York Times, etc. Then 20 Russian scholars wrote letters to the Prime Minister. Then Indian Embassy, Parliament, Russian Ambassador went to India. There was joint effort by the devotees all around the world just to not make that happen. The Russian consulate in Kolkata, devotees met them to say, this is not about war. In fact, this is the book about peace, internal peace. And anyway, you know what happened. Finally, the Russian government threw the case out and said, don't create unnecessary propaganda. The Bhagavad Gita is fantastic and it should be distributed widely in Russia. Now the Bhagavad Gita is available even in Vietnamese. So in case English is boring for you and you don't... Burma, in Burmese language, they have the Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita. This is in Brazil. Anyone recognize this wonderful Vaishnava Prabhu here? His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu. In Brazil, in the middle of the city, this whole place is called Srila Prabhupada Square. This place is named after Srila Prabhupada. They have a Bhaktivedanta Research Center and they have catalogued more than 15,000 titles. This is a book that is a personal notebook of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own copy of the Bhagavad Gita. Just to look at it was fantastic. And this has Bhaktivinoda Thakur's notes in it. This is his handwriting. It doesn't matter what language, it looks like a beautiful garland. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's handwriting with all his notes. And the devotees have this and they are now bringing it into English so we can read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own notes. I'll wait while you take a picture. All right. Here, this is a personal diary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If you don't know who Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his picture is right here on the wall. He is Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master. And this is his diary from 1904, daily diary. And this diary will be published in English in November 2012, coming up. Here's a letter. The last wishes of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was written on 31st December 1936 at 10:30 in the morning. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had passed away right little after that. And in that it talks about creating a GBC body of 10 to 12 members. So that's what Srila Prabhupada followed. Very much meticulously whatever his spiritual master had said. So many people meditate. But what is the goal of meditation? Chocolate? What is the goal of meditation? The real goal of meditation is how to serve Krishna so that we can experience the real adventure. So Krishna says, for one who explains the supreme secret, there is no servant more dear to me. So the invitation is to please take a little risk for Prabhupada from whatever we are doing. Take that one extra step and give ourselves to serving Krishna, little bit, and see what adventure Krishna takes us into. Like it's happening all around the world, it's possible in our lives. So like people were asked, please write up things to do before I die. And hopefully people will not say, I wish I can skydive and all that. Because that's all irrelevant. Things to do before we die is to do something for Krishna. It's valuable, worthwhile, and has immense benefit. Therefore, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Thank you very much for your attention. You've been a fantastic audience. I have delayed you from prasadam for half an hour. I beg your forgiveness. But thank you for being here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, hey. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
들은 분 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. How are you, man?
Vishnu Paraya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama. Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Bolo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When I sit in that noise, it's boring.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. I want to ask you to finish.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare
Rama. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Nama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I'm going upstairs to get a board.